Get a lift with the camel. Cigarettes present Benny Goodman's Swing School, the Tuesday evening rally of everybody everywhere who gets a lift from the new pulsating music of youth, swing. Tonight, the King of Swing presents the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and the Camel Swing Chorus under the direction of Meyer Alexander. And our English fellow student, Pat O'Malley, offers a little postgraduate work in swing. All brought to you by the makers of Camel Cigarettes. And here's the king.
Good evening, students. This is Benny Goodman speaking for Camel Cigarettes. Welcome again to the Swing School.
What's on the blackboard tonight, Professor?
Well, tonight, Doctor, we're going to present a course in basic dance rhythm. The opening lesson is a typical modern dance tune, the Camel Hop. We're playing it as a tribute to camels and the camel caravan.
Well, hop to it, Pop.
Here's a real innovation. To round out our course in basic rhythm, tonight we're going to enter a new field. You are about to hear the first Goodman rumba. La Cucaracha swung to a new high, I hope.
I hope it's still a rumba.
Thank you.
Choice ripe tobaccos, Camel. Tobaccos that are costlier, Camel. A matchless blending of Turkish and domestic tobaccos, Camels again. Naturally, it costs more to use tobaccos that give you that smooth, different taste day after day, season after season, year after year. For years, it's been true that Camels are made from finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic, than any other popular brand. Rumbas are fine in their way, but it's time to remind you we're still in the swing school. And here's the professor with Drs. Wilson and Krupa from the Chamber Music Department with Whispers in the Dark, to be cataloged as a modern American foxtrot.
Whisper it, boys, but not too quietly.
Couldn't present a basic rhythm recital without a waltz. To the kids of the high wheel bicycle days, the Blue Danube was a solid send. And here's a swing school treatment by the band and the Camel Chorus. Are you in that gay 90s groove, Professor?
Doctor, the gas is lit.
We'll turn it way up high, Gate.
Now, they dance, the one and one, they dance, and one, they dance. can lose.
It goes right through your shoes.
Right through your shoes.
And it doesn't care who.
And it doesn't care who. Feeling light as a breeze.
Feeling along with the breeze.
As it swings through the trees.
Through the bending tree.
And you go beyond me.
Beyond me, man. A bad way, man. One, two, three, four. Many people say, I'd like a camel instead of I'd like a cigarette. They prefer a cigarette so mild that even steady smoking doesn't frazzle the nerves. Mildness. That's why people say, camels don't get on my nerves. And because camels are made from costlier tobaccos, they don't tire your taste. And here's a rhythm that's really basic. By way of New Orleans honky-tonks and early jazz, it has worked its way up to the Goodman Instrumental Quartet. Vibraphone Blues, by courtesy of the Board of Trustees, Drs. Hampton, Wilson, Krupa, and the Professor.
Take it down soft, boys. Some enlightening on this subject.
Now, if the blues was whiskey, I would stay drunk all the time. Now, if the blues was whiskey, I would stay drunk all the time. If I get drunk, I would leave you behind. I'll leave you behind. Now swing, Mr. Goodman. Swing a long, long time. Yeah. Play it, Mr. Wilson. Play it a long, long time. And when Mr. Krupa beats those riffs, he don't let you down, yes, yes. Thank you.
Swing School listeners like Pat O'Malley so well, and we're glad to say Pat likes the school so well that we've induced him to stay over for another week. Tonight he has a swinkopated symposium on the state of swing in England. It was written by Harry Barrett of the original Rhythm Boys, who is now a swing school student in high standing, and by Joe McCarty. Come on over here, Pat.
Righto with you, old boy, old thing.
Say, Pat, can you give us any help in our basic rhythm course?
Well, I can jolly well tell you what you and swing are doing to rhythm in England, Professor Goodman.
Okay, Pat. The school is waiting to hear.
It has been my observation everywhere throughout the nation, music of today is revolutionary. Everyone is cutting capers. It is featured in the papers. Oh, this thing called swing is extraordinary. Coming from the other side, I was very mortified, for this thing called swing to me was rather silly. But of course I looked around, and to my surprise I found that it hasn't with the very Piccadilly. So of late I've been discovering all about a popular sovereign, and his very name is now a household motto. He's a style of syncopating that is very fascinating. What a treat to hear him swing an obbligato.
Everyone is
listening
to
the He's a man of wild acclaim. Everybody knows his name. That king of swing, Benny Goodman, and his band. Every housewife in the nation will give out a big ovation every time they hear this musical Napoleon. They become so overtaken that they drop the cake they're baking, and they'll start in trucking on the old linoleum. Now one night the kitchen sink up and went right on the blink. To the telephone I went and called the plumber. When those pipes he came to fix, he pulled out a pair of sticks, and he beat upon them like a Goodman drummer.
It's the most important thing everyone is listening to throughout the land.
Oh, he can play them hot and sweet. He's a man who can't be beat. This king of swing, Benny Goodman, and his band. Far across the broad Atlantic, it has set the people frantic, and in dear old London, it's a great sensation. And from confidential sources, why, the man who drove the king's horses, I've been told they even swung the coronation. So when trouble gets you down, you had better go to town before worry gets to be your big obsession. Get yourself right in the groove, right away you will improve. There's no tonic like a good old jammy session. Way now you're gazing on a Briton. That swing bug has really bitten. It has left me with a very strange emotion. I'll pass up my tea and crumpet just to hear the blare of trumpet. Something that I never did across the ocean. And to prove I've been converted and my old style I've deserted, this is where I really go to town. Everyone be as quiet as a mouse. Oh, the band is going barrel house. Now they're mucking light. Now they're mucking happy. It's New York at night. Oh, now be it on around the levee. Just hear those cats as they lick their chops. Oh, the way they swing is really tough. They're really talking it. They're really rocking it. They're making Mr. Trouble scram. Oh, I may be English friend, but I'm crazy about the Yankee jam. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, cheery-ho-ho. I said bye.
bye-bye.
You'll find smokers preferring Camel wherever unusual demands are made on the nerve. Just imagine the strain a golf champion must play under. Or better yet, hear the words of Ralph Guldal, winner of the 1937 National Open against a cracked all-star field.
I find that smoking Camels eases tension. Camels don't get on my nerves. They don't tire my taste either or irritate my throat. Camels have one swell flavor.
Camel's costlier tobaccos do make a difference. Camel smokers all over the world will endorse Ralph Guldal's statement.
I'd walk a mile for a Camel.
Here's a topper to our basic rhythm chorus. Martha Tilton tells the heartbreaking history of the Dixieland Band, a saga of early swing. Take it down, Martha.
Jeffy, here's the story of the Dixieland Band. Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland Band. Now when the folks would holler for the maple leaf rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him cause he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give him the beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He played so sweetly. Instead of playing,
the swing choice ran very close. But the most votes agreed on a real rockin' sender. Does that give you a hint? Right. It's House Hop and it's a Phi Beta Kappa among killer dillers. Are you ready, Professor?
We're practically digging.
Take it.
Thank you.
means recess for Benny Goodman Swing School until this same time next week. And do just wait till you hear. Next Tuesday, September 7th, the Swing School will be ready for an all-time attendance record. We're going to bring you a super special, double-barreled, all-swing program with the lecture of the evening presented by Mr. and Mrs. Swing themselves, Mildred Bailey and Red Norvo. But before then, dash off a note giving your choice for the Killer Diller on next week's All Swing program. Now, just two words for the men. Prince Albert. Prince Albert is chock full of pipe joy. It's cool, tasty, mellow, rich, and full-bodied. And it doesn't bite the tongue. Load up with Prince Albert tomorrow, and you'll see for yourself why Prince Albert has earned the title the National Joy Smoker.
This is Benny Goodman. Dude, back to say goodnight for Camels and the Swing School. We'll be waiting for you next Tuesday with Mildred Bailey and Red Norvo.
And, Dude, here's a special announcement. Look in Radio Mirror magazine for details of a Swing School Limerick contest. First prize, a free trip to Hollywood. Whispers in the Dark is from Artists and Models. And so the Camel Caravan rolls on with Benny Goodman Swing School. And remember, camels set you right. Phil Goodwin speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.